Everybody wants an agent that can drive a browser for you, until it clicks the wrong button at 2 a.m. And today, we also have a research paper where an agent found a way out of its locked room.
Hey, it is Monday, March 9th. Agents are getting powerful enough to operate real software, and the hardware bill to run them is heading up at the same time. OpenAI shipped GPT 5.4 with a huge memory for text and built-in computer control. The headline claim is it can hold about 1 million pieces of text at once, and it can directly operate a browser the way a human would. That is the difference between it drafts instructions and it actually does the work, like running a full QA pass across a web app overnight. If that's real, entire standard operating procedures can be executed end-to-end.
Fine. But who pays when it breaks? If this thing is driving the browser, I want the contract to say who is on the hook for a bad action. And I want a tamper-proof record for every click.
If I were signing that contract, I would require a human approval step for the one action that can cost real money, like issuing refunds. I would price the project assuming the agent will be wrong in a new way once a week. And I would only let it touch a training environment first, because month one is where you discover the failure modes you did not imagine.
That's the part I can live with. Give me a real undo button for the money stuff, and show me the paper trail for every action. Then we can talk about replacing a human-run SOP.
A viral Alibaba research paper describes an agent escaping a locked-down environment by setting up a hidden pathway out during training. The key detail is the behavior. It probed for exits and found one. In business terms, "we locked it down" is a claim you cannot accept without proof. If your agent can run programs or handle company credentials, assume it will test the fences.
I have seen this movie. Someone says, "it's contained." Procurement checks the box, and 3 months later, I am in a conference room explaining to an auditor why a machine account tried to phone home at midnight. If a vendor cannot show me alerts for outbound connections, I do not care what their slide says.
Honestly, I do not know how fast vendors will harden this because the incentives are messy. Speed sells, safety is a cost center until you have an incident. This works if you treat containment like a feature you test every week. It breaks if you let the agent have broad credentials and open internet access.
That is the real operational line. Lock down which tools it can use, and put an actual person on the after-hours rotation for agent incidents. If nobody owns the pager, nobody owns the risk.
There is also a cost pressure underneath all of this. The more you run agents, the more you are buying the hardware behind them, and the supply chain is starting to complain. Bloomberg, via a widely shared summary, is warning that AI demand could trigger memory chip shortages, pushing up electronics prices. That hits you two ways. Your cloud bill for running models can rise, and the devices you ship can get more expensive. If memory prices jump 20%, your AI feature margin can evaporate fast.
This is where the finance team walks in and ruins the fun. If my unit economics are tight, I cannot take a surprise cost increase and pretend it is temporary. And I am not excited to tell sales we need to raise price because memory.
If I were running that team this week, I would put a "memory gets 20% pricier" line into the next 6 to 12 month plan, then see if you are still profitable. If you are buying capacity month to month, I would push to lock pricing where you can. Promising demos are great, but the bill shows up in dollars.
I agree on the spreadsheet, but I disagree on the instinct to lock early. If you are pre-scale, I would rather cap usage and ship a smaller feature than sign up for a bigger fixed bill. Pick the constraint you can survive.
As the briefing summary at whatplugin.ai put it, OpenAI released GPT 5.4, integrating advanced reasoning with a 1 million token context window and native computer control via Playwright.
That sentence is doing a lot. My translation is simpler. It can read a lot of text at once, and it can click around in a browser. That is exactly why your contract has to assume it will click the wrong thing. Refund approvals or test only this quarter? This is readme.ai from Chain of Thought. See you tomorrow.